Anything overwhelming being out there for day one?
Yeah, a lot of information to take for day one. You know, everything is thrown at you at one time, so just got to kind of relax and try to take it all in and just learn.
Will this involve a little studying at the hotel?
Yeah, definitely.
How do you go about it personally?
Studying at the hotel right after is, you know, it's not just talk on the phone, catch up with family. It's, you know, study for hours and then go to sleep. You know, maybe call, say goodnight, but studying after.
What did they throw at you in your visit here before the draft to test your football knowledge and your aptitude for what they
threw? A little bit, maybe like two plays, three plays. It wasn't bad, but now it's a lot more than three plays. So it's a lot, but this is what I'm here for. Going to try to learn the system as best as I can.
What are your impressions of Adam Gase so far?
Great, great guy. Just want to win. Big guy on terminology and just knowing the system. I feel like if we can learn the system, we can be productive.
Coming from Adam to Coach Groh, you've kind of entered a really good situation. Are you cognizant of some of the development under them from Demaryius Thomas to Alshon and Emmanuel Sanders, guys like that?
Yeah, definitely. I just hope I can be as good as those guys. Just going to learn, like I said, take it day by day, and just learn from the older guys as well.
How much moving around did you do from side to side? Because I guess your selfie was made about you, the fact you played only, pretty much only on the right side.
Yeah, I did a lot of movement, left side and then slot on the right side, slot on the left. So a lot different in college. Just got to get adjusted. You know, first day, so wasn't as good as I wanted it to be, but just learning the system and trying to get better each and every day.
Does it feel awkward? I mean, now you're making cuts on literally the opposite direction you used to.
A little different, yeah. It's different, but it's just, you know, got to do everything opposite than what I did on the right side. So a little adjustment.
If you talk to any people, any veterans, about the best way to go about learning, like, you know, things that maybe worked for them and didn't work for them?
No, because from everyone's different. For me, I know I just got to really just drill it in inside my head, just really just hit it hard and study, take my time, kind of be isolated from everyone, and I'll be fine.
Going through what you went through to get here, what type of moment was it for you personally when you actually put your name on that contract?
All smiles. I couldn't believe it. I was taking pictures. Unreal. You know, as a kid, you wanted, this is your dream, and, you know, junior college, it didn't look too good, but for me to sign my name on that contract, it was definitely a dream come true.
What's the first thing you buy?
I don't know. I haven't thought. I guess a car. I need a car. So I guess that would be the first thing.
It's getting to a position where you can get Jay to trust you. Is that sort of the short-term goal when you look ahead to the next month and a half?
Yeah, definitely. Just try to get on the same page with him. You know, try to catch every ball and just do my job. So, you know, if he's in trouble, he can come to me. Or, you know, he just have trust in me. It'll be a lot better for me. I got to get more chances like that. If a quarterback doesn't trust you, he's not going to go to you often. So my job is to, you know, catch every pass and do what I can do. So hopefully I'll have a lot of trust from Jay Cutler.
What type of line of communication has he opened up for you?
Who's that?
Jay, what's the line of communication?
Oh, open. I mean, I can call, text him whenever I want. He's here to help me. We're on the same team, so it's no like, oh, handle yourself or ask someone else. If I call or text him, he's willing to help.
You can afford to buy your mom a nicer Mother's Day gift than earrings from Claire's, right?
Oh, yes, yes. Haven't thought about that yet, but I'll get her something nice.
How do you make sure you avoid, do you worry at all that maybe you're going to have some confidence issues just because it's a big step? And how do you try and avoid that if it's something you do think about?
I'm just play my game, whether it's good or bad, fight the next fight. That's all, just stay confident. Everyone makes mistakes. You don't have a great game every game, so I know that. I know it's a lot expected of me, though, but I just stay away from it. Fight the next fight, play the next play.
Is there one moment that came to mind in college when maybe it did click a little bit? I think you talked about the Alabama game. Was it even before that, though, when you felt like, all right, know I belong here, and I just got to go out and do it?
Yes, in the off season, after my junior season, I just put a whole bunch of confidence and extra work, and so I guess that spring, and then that summer, the off season, I hit it hard again. So when I played Alabama, it was a good feeling.
Kevin, when can you join the veterans in the off-season program? Is WVU done already?
Yes. I'm not sure. Been so much thrown at me. I'm just worried about the playbook right now.